Child inside of you may have been waiting for years to begin to be released. So many of us have experienced in the course of our life, we have experienced our little child. For some of us, that little child is abused. For some of us, that little child is empty. For some of us, that little child is ashamed. For some of us, that little child is deprived. For some of us, that little child is scared. For some of us, that little child is afraid to open itself up. For some of us, that little child is in terror. For some of us, that little child is burnt out, tired, and exhausted. For some of us, that little child has been so responsible and so good that it's basically worn itself out. Each of us has our own little child. Each of us has our own needs and our own directions. What is so important is that each of us will begin now to look at those things and begin to repair them, to begin to develop them, and to begin to give ourselves permission to release and give that child permission to heal and permission to grow. As a result of our dysfunctionality, so many of us have never learned how to celebrate, how to play, how to be little children, how to experience the gift of life, how to be able to look at life through the eyes of a child. There's a little analogy I share with you that basically all of us probably have experienced and gone through. Each of us, when we came into this world as a little child, a simple little child, a beautiful little child. And that very special little child as we came into this world is who we were. As we began to experience the world and the things around us, that child of ours began to change, and it took on a new personality. I often describe that new personality as the personality of a camel. So many of us, as we grew up, as we became, in quotation marks, adults, so many of us developed in our lives the personality of a camel, the beast of burden. So many of us weighed ourselves down. We developed all types of things on top of us, all types of garbage, all types of craziness. We basically wore ourselves out. And we walked around tired and exhausted. We walked around carrying the world on our shoulders. And many of us became that beast of burden. And for many of us, we played that role and we played it and we played it. And for some of us, we played it for years until finally, we got tired, until finally we got to the point where we're tired of carrying the load. At that point, most of us developed a new personality. For many of us, we became what we call the lion. The lion began to yell and scream and gripe and carry on, and our anger began to come up. We began to realize that we were angry inside, we were frustrated. And so many of us began to yell and scream. And we began to live our lives in a very angry way. And then sooner or later, as we yelled and screamed and growled, sooner or later we came to the next stage of our life, which each and every one of us someday must come to. And that is the birth of the new child. We come to that stage of serenity and peacefulness. We come to that stage of discovery. We come to that stage where I finally give my little child permission to be born. The difference now is I give the child permission to be born. I give my spirit permission to be born. In me, I begin to experience and develop the little child within, the special little me. So many of us have never taken the time to be able to look at some of the most basic needs of our life. Let's examine them as we go through the fourth step, and let us take the time to look at ourselves in a positive direction. Let's begin with the physical. So many of us have beaten our bodies up. So many of us do not look at our bodies, this beautiful part of us, as very special and very beautiful. Let us inventory in this fourth step our eating habits, the ways in which we nourish our body. When you eat something, when you look at food, do you look at it as something sacred? Have you ever taken a moment